Hello there, and thank you for downloading the podcast today. It's the first day of November, and I am Ben Robinson with your latest daily update of the week from Suffolk News. First on today's podcast, we have the news that Matt Hancock has signed up to appear on the ITV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The West Suffolk MP is set to be one of the latecomers parachuted into the Australian jungle later in the series after it kicks off on Sunday. However, the former health secretary has faced backlash from the news. He has been suspended as a Conservative MP, while the chairman of the West Suffolk Labour Party, David Smith, has labelled it as a PR stunt. The deputy chair of the West Suffolk Conservative Association, Andy Drummond, has said he would look forward to seeing him eating a kangaroo's penis. A petition has also been launched by the COVID-19 bereaved families for justice to stop him going on the show. Hancock is set to use his time in the jungle to promote his dyslexia campaign, according to reports. An 18-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a serious sexual assault in Ipswich. It follows an incident which took place at around 1 a.m. on Sunday in Silent Street. A man forced a woman to perform an indecent act on him in a car park. Meanwhile, the landlords of a pub who have always strived to put their community first are celebrating their 40th anniversary. Couples Colin and Sue Pierce took on the Greyhound in Ixworth in 1982 and have been at the centre of village life ever since. They said running the pub is an absolute privilege. A star-studded film shot in Suffolk is set to be released later this month. A Bit of Light, featuring Ray Winstone and Anna Paquin, was filmed in parts of Ipswich, Leiston and Framlingham. The film will be debuted at the Ray Dance Film Festival before its national release later this month. Also on the website today, we have the news of a former village pub which could be turned into flats, as well as a fresh appeal in the bid to trace a wanted man. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus, you can subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.